The reported combination of blood clots and low blood platelets is very rare, and the overall benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine in preventing COVID-19 outweighs the risk of side effects. That was the key finding from the European Medicines Agency yesterday about the possible links between the AstraZeneca vaccine and rare blood clots. But many member states have already placed limits on who gets that vaccine, and the UK will curb its use in the under 30s. To understand all this better, Paul Moyna, Professor of Immunology at Maynooth University, is on the line. Good morning, Professor Moyna.
Good morning, Anya.
That finding from the EMA, the benefits outweigh the risk. What is the risk, and who is most at risk from taking the AstraZeneca vaccine?
Yeah, so the risk, so if you look at the numbers across Europe and the UK, so far we've had about 34 million doses, and there have been around 220 cases of these very rare clotting conditions. So that gives roughly a risk of 1 in 150,000. So it is a very rare event. We also see other clotting type events happening as well, but they occur at the same incidence as the background population, the unvaccinated population. So that gives you a sense in terms of the risk. So it is very rare. So and at these levels, the EMA have decided that the benefits clearly outweigh the risks, especially in older age groups. So it seems to particularly affect younger people, women under the age of 50. So that seems to be the main risk group, but again, quite rare.
And what we have is a kind of confused picture when you look around now. There's choice to the under 30s in the UK, Italy not giving to the under 60s, they're not giving it to younger people in Germany and France and Canada, the Netherlands. There's a total halt for now in Denmark and Norway. So what should we do in Ireland?
Yeah, so certainly the EMA, we entrusted the EMA in terms of licensing for our various vaccines. The EMA continues to recommend that the benefits outweigh the risks across all age groups. If you look at the difference between the benefits and the risks, that tends to narrow as we decrease in age, mainly because the risks of COVID-19 decrease with age. But even across those age groups, when you do the and you look at the numbers, again, benefits still outweigh the risks. And as a result, the EMA continue to recommend use across all age groups. Now, obviously, the ultimate decision will be up to individual and national regulators. And I know NIAC is considering this. And again, we'll discuss this with European counterparts later on today.
All right. And we also have here in this country, we know that a lot of young women work in the health service, that a lot of them have been vaccinated already. A lot would have had their first jab of the Astra. Again, what should we do if some of them are unwilling or confused or hesitant about getting a second AstraZeneca jab?
So as far as we can tell, first of all, these rare effects seem only to be associated with the first dose. Now, obviously, we've a greater number of people to be vaccinated with the first dose, but so far it only seems to be associated with the first dose. And again, DMA have recommended to continue with the second dose. Some countries are considering the possibility of using a different vaccine for the second dose. Now, that would be off-label use because the EMA have approved use based on using the same two vaccines for dose one and dose two. So there may be issues there in terms of indemnity. Now, there's some scientific reasons that would suggest that two different vaccines may actually work better. But so far, in terms of licensing approval, it's been approved to use the same two vaccines for dose one and dose two. And so far, these rare effects seem only to be associated with the first dose around 7 to 14 days after the first dose.
That's useful information. Thank you for joining us with it this morning. That's Professor Paul Moyna there.